something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You can also leave us a voice message whenever you please. It's open 24/7, 365 on the Odyssey app. Steve Miggs, what is the situation in there after the break?
After the break, some Rockhawks want to talk about your Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm watching the fifth quarter with Paul Sylvie and Big Walt, and I'm wondering if any of you are watching it because I'm pretty sure Jaxon Smith-Njigba is drunk. It's awesome. If you haven't seen it, look it up.
I did see it. I think he might have been as well.
Are you serious?
Not during the game. He was clearly very sober. He played a fantastic game. But they did an interview with him after the game. They didn't air this until last night because of the day delay. But they were showing like some of the clips of Paul Sylvie and Steve Rabel talking to Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And he's got sunglasses on. And it's nighttime. And he's got a cigar in his mouth as well. And he just seemed extra loving. But here's a clip from it.
You got a celebration cigar right there.
Yes, sir.
You probably never smoked a cigar in your life, have you?
Never in my life. First time. I thought this was the appropriate time to do it.
Be careful. We don't want you to get sick on the plane ride home.
Gotcha.
Tell us about that game, young man. How great an opportunity for you guys. You did everything you needed to do, and you win. And now everything comes back to Seattle.
Yes, I want to give all glory to God. Sam led us all game.
So he's saying that Sam Darnold is God. So that's why he's
being out there and being a leader for us vocally, and we could follow 14 all day, and our defense, you know, what they've been doing all year is something historic, and what a great team win. I'm super proud of everyone that's with us, and like you said, it goes through Seattle now. You know, ready to see the 12s, ready to go back home and see the 12s and see them light it up like no other place in the country. So just super excited, super blessed.
I have a feeling I know what you won't be doing. That's smoking cigars.
No. A lot of water. Might get an IV after this, you know.
I mean, if he's already calling out the IV, I'm sure he was
imbibing. I don't know if he was drunk, but he definitely seemed like he was in jovial spirits. I mean, why wouldn't he be? The NFC is running through Seattle.
Oh, it's so exciting.
And what a game. What a freaking game. And I love the amount of love that this team seems to have for Sam Darnold. Like,
yes.
Unsolicited love. Like, it's just like, I've never really, like, zoned in on this to pay attention, but I know Jaron Reed, when he was being interviewed, just out of the blue, just mentioned Sam Darnold and how great he is. Like, he just seems like, yes, he's got his moments where he might be a little uncertain out there. We're, as us fans, like, oh boy, is he going to turn this ball over? But this team seems to rock with him big time.
Absolutely. He is just a stand-up dude, and I feel like he has the respect of his peers, and everybody who you know, watches him kind of sees that.
And I know you love him because he uses the bird app.
He's a birder.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, guys. This message is for Steve Miggs. This is your buddy Joe Dredd. And today is Sunday. And, of course, yesterday our Seahawks clinched the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about it. And I do believe at the beginning of the season, Steve Miggs, you predicted Seahawks record being 14-3. What? Did you actually do it correctly this time? Good on you, man. Good on you. And go Hawks.
Go Hawks for sure. And I'm looking at the sheet because I've kept it.
Yeah.
And for once, I was almost right.
Almost right.
Well, it kind of sort of was, because I did make a late, during the season, I did change it. Originally, I had it planned to be 13-4 on the season.
Yeah. Okay.
And then as things kept rocking and rolling, I said, you know what? I think they're going to beat the San Francisco 49ers. I had them losing that last game.
No way.
So, yes, 14-3. Just call me Nostradamus.
Yeah. I love it so much. Dude, well done. I'm impressed.
You know, every once in a while, broken clock's got to be right twice.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the first time ever I was right, so I got one more in me.
You should have bet.
I don't know. On what?
I don't know. Breakfast? You should have bet Mitch, because Mitch is the one that's always like, oh, you're never going to, you're wrong, Steve.
But here's the problem. You're right. Mitch Levy, who we'll have on at 7:20 this morning to talk about the Seahawks, he always gives me a hard time because I'm ever the optimist. I think last year I had him at like 12-5. This year when I look, I go through every game and I put little W's and L's next to it. I don't just come up with a random number. I do the hard work of putting a W next to each game or an L. And I had it at 13-4, and then I changed it to 14-3.
Look at you!
Problem is, Mitch a couple of weeks ago on his Twitter, or X, went on there and he was looking at the schedule and he goes, I believe that this team's going to go 14-3. So I think he's going to like be like, no, I thought it too.
He copied off your paper, obviously.
Freaking guy. I don't know about you. I am so fired up about this team right now.
I am giddy like a child. I'm so fired up.
It's the best record they've ever had.
Dude, it's insane.
It's crazy.
Looking forward to hearing you guys back on the air tomorrow morning. And I was just wondering, and if you haven't talked about it already, what was your favorite Christmas gift?
Oh.
I don't think anybody's going to top mine. My wife got me a brand new car.
No one's going to top that. Thanks. Like a real car?
Now, are we even having this conversation? I mean, now you win.
We got Tatum a Barbie car.
One of those new Broncos. I'm still in awe and I'm still in shock that she pulled this off. But her and my parents, they surprised me with a brand new car.
That has never happened to me in my life, and it probably never will.
Yeah, I wonder, did they do the whole, like, ribbon on it and wrapping and all that?
I always love those commercials, and I think, I'm not in that tax bracket.
No, that is amazing. Okay, I don't think any of us got a car, but Danny, what was your favorite gift?
It was a gift that I got myself.
Let's go.
It was my new tattoo on my thigh.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to get ink when I went back to New Mexico this time, but I didn't know it was going to be so big and so expensive. And I was like, you know, this is going to be my Christmas gift this year.
Yeah, you went aggressive with that giant Buddy the Elf tattoo that you got for Christmas.
You know, I really love that movie. And no, I was so soaked with it, though.
What do you have again? It's the Dios
de los Muertos.
Dia de los
Virgin Mary thingy.
Yeah, Virgin Mary thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
we both have Virgin Marys.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that afterwards. I was like, oh man, this is so cool.
We have way too many inadvertent matching tattoos.
Yeah, you do.
And some that are actually intentionally matching.
Buoy buddies for life, buddy.
You know it. What about you, T-Dog?
Oh, okay. So you guys know I'm a birder, like our quarterback, Sam Darnold. My stepdaughter got me a gardening for attracting birds book. And I've already been in the process of turning our little, like, center circle, our little circular drive, that into our bird sanctuary. And now I have the roadmap to make it perfect. And I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
I've been highlighting things. I'm ready to make purchases.
Bird nerd.
This year's going to be amazing for the birds. What about you?
It's on my wallet. I got a wallet from my wife, and it's from that. It's a second string leather. They repurpose sporting gear. So this is a wallet that is from Philip Grubauer's catching glove for the Seattle Kraken, and they repurpose it and turn it into one of those wallets with the money clip and
can
all
I
that.
Touch it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is dope.
But it's funny. So we went to a Kraken game over the vacation, my wife and I. So I'm at the Kraken game wearing my brand new Matty Beniers black Kraken jersey with a Kraken hat, and I'm buying a drink, and I pull out my Kraken wallet, and I'm like, I am such a freaking Kraken nerd. Yeah.
They love it there.
Yeah. But you know what? At first I was like, Philip Grubauer, I got, you know, is that the guy that you want a wallet of? He's like considered. Like, I just was reading something that was saying he's like the hottest goalie in the league right now, and he's been playing phenomenal, especially in these last seven games.
Oh yeah!
So it's all because of his wallet that I have.
Well, you're the glue holding the whole world together, Steve Miggs.
It's about time you said that.
The Daily Miggs Show.